Since the bill passed, 348 people have been trained in that program. 263 of those are minorities, 85 women, and 49 individuals returning from incarceration. So it really is hitting those targets we were hoping to hit.
And they were trained to do what?
They were trained to install solar. The Clean Energy Jobs Act that we're trying to get passed will drastically increase that.
The bill also changed the landscape to help out Commonwealth Edison and Exelon nuclear utilities to preserve those as carbon neutral forms of energy, right?
In all honesty, so Illinois People's Action wasn't in favor of any kind of bailout of Exelon. Exelon had a bill in the General Assembly at that time, and it was going to get passed regardless. The question was, were we going to get some clean energy involved at the same time? So there were compromises that were made, and we did get the, you know,
they were folded
clean
together.
Energy. Yes, they were folded together.
Since then, the federal government has changed the rules a little bit on
yes.
power procurement.
Yes.
And this affects what Illinois has done. How is that looking?
FERC, the regulatory commission that affects power, and under Trump, they are proposing that they lock in fossil fuels. We don't want that. We want to be able to, under federal rules, a state can step aside as long as they guarantee energy for their citizens.
Step aside from what? Unpack that for listeners.
From the lock-in, there are energy groups around the energy regions around the country that, like Northern Illinois is in one energy region, Southern Illinois, Central and Southern Illinois are in another energy region.
And within that region, power companies bid to provide capacity
yes.
so that peak capacity can be served during periods of high demand.
Correct. And one of the things that we could now do, or that is being negotiated for us to be able to do, is to bundle renewable energy and battery storage that would allow us to meet peak energy time with good clean energy, rather than having most of our peak energy right now comes from peaker plants that are gas or that are natural gas plants.
And the federal government changed the rules to basically charge places like Illinois who want renewable forms of energy bundled into capacity a surcharge.
Yes.
And it's going to cost significantly more. One estimate I've seen is about $800 million a year more for the Northern Illinois group.
That's true. The folks that live in the ComEd region will be paying much more for energy. I think that we need to look at all of Illinois and what we want for Illinois citizens, and also what we want. I mean, we want the Clean Energy and Jobs Act passed so that we have clean energy in the state. We know that climate change is here. It's not something around the corner. It's already here. And the Clean Energy Jobs Act addresses climate change. It addresses, you know, the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission question about where we're going to get our energy from.
And how does it do that? How does it shift the ground on how much Illinoisans are going to be charged based on the federal rules?
If we get the Clean Energy Jobs Act passed, it actually locks in the ability for Illinois to provide those capacity markets within state.
The Clean Energy Jobs Act, which is under consideration in Springfield this spring session, what does it call for?
There would be 13 jobs hubs in the state of Illinois, with $25 million set aside instead of the $3 million that went to the Future Energy Jobs Act for three hubs. And not only would the jobs hubs create jobs in the solar field, it also would create jobs in the wind field, in energy efficiency, in other related jobs, you know, because energy is a complex thing. You need electricians. You need you need many jobs in the field. And $25 million set aside, we're talking about, you know, thousands of jobs in the clean energy sector. And that's just one part of the Clean Energy Jobs Act. It really would do four things, Charlie. It would The first thing is it gets us off fossil fuels by 2050.
How?
You know, those are the devil's in the details, right? But a part of that is in incentivizing the ability of the state to set its own pathway forward in how it procures energy. It also would get us off of carbon in the electric sector by 2030. There's a lot of work being done on how to decarbonize, you know, our homes, our office buildings. And
give a couple small examples of that, would you?
So many people get, you know, they heat their home through natural gas. And there are now electric pumps. It used to be very expensive to have your home heated with electricity. But now there are electric pumps that can heat your home that can run much like a natural gas furnace would. And then that electricity can be provided for by wind and solar. So we are replacing dirty energy with clean energy.